Welcome back, everyone, to episode 4 of Around the Controller. This week, we will be talking about PlayStation Classic games. Games that we want on a PlayStation 2 Classic, should it ever exist. Probably won't, but, you know, we can all dream. Joining me today is, for the first time on this show, the Hockey Stick and Sickle himself, Ian.
I like the PS2, but the 2DS is better.
Oh my god, this
fucking... You know, honestly, if it wouldn't fuck up everything, I would kick you out of the call right now. Oh man, the Kingfisher Bird in reverse, Fisher King.
Chocolate chip cookie dough Pop-Tarts, surprisingly good.
I don't believe you, but that's fine.
Yeah. You wouldn't screw anything up. I'd kick you off the call right now.
If you like s'mores Pop Tarts, right up your alley.
And our only legal counsel here at Around the Monitor, Dapper Dastard.
Yay!
Oh, you got it. Nice.
He finally gets it.
I'm so excited.
The inevitability.
Before we get to our topic of the show, there's a normal segment we have called What Have You Guys Been Playing? So, Ian. What have you been playing without maybe everything you've been playing? Because I know you.
A lot of you. The main
you're playing games, like some kind of nerd.
I've been relapsing on my addiction to Warframe. Game's super good, and there's so much I need to grind for because I'm behind. And also Valorant, which is very fun. And I'm having a lot of good times with it.
I've heard a lot of mixed reviews on Valorant, but you're actually having fun with it?
Yeah. It's great.
I dropped off like a hot coal, personally.
I think most people did. Viewership numbers tanked for it once they weren't giving away beta keys. Shocker.
Oh yeah, it was artificially inflated. I think it's basically CSGO, but not. And I like it. It's worth giving a try.
Anything else of note other than those two?
Many things, but nothing really of note. I think if you haven't tried either of these games, they're free and definitely worth a shot because they're a lot of fun. I've sunk like 900 hours into Warframe.
Holy shit.
And I keep out my WoW playtime.
my FF14 playtime is, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh yeah. Man. All right, Fisher King, what have you been playing?
Let's see, what have I been playing? Playing Risk of Rain, always a good Risk of Rain 2, I guess I should say. Some of the Skies, started playing that after our last two weeks episode when I was like, I actually haven't played Sunless Skies as much as I should have. Game's good. It's just Sunless Seas again,
but in the sky.
Really not much of a difference, but I'm always happy for more of it. This is the part where we talk about League of Legends every single week. I've been playing League of Legends. And then Legends of Runeterra as well. On the quarantine JRPG expedition. So we beat P5 Royal. We beat Dragon Quest. Okay, well, hang on. We beat Dragon Quest 11, like the standard story. That has like the most insane post game I've ever fucking compartmentalized in a game, where it's like it's just a bunch of like, there's a bunch of like more challenges and shit, and like you have to do all the side quests, get the secret ending, all that jazz. The amount of garbage they add to this game, which is like, it's not new content, it's literally just padding. It's kind of pissing me off. I kind of don't want to fucking finish it, but like slowly working through that. Replaying FF10 and FF12 simultaneously.
Oh no,
why?
Well, so here's the thing. I love FF12. But Vic doesn't like the active time battle system.
She, I don't either.
Just straight up turn-based. So she's playing 10 and I'm playing 12.
Wait. I thought 10 was active time.
No. Nope. 10 is straight up turn-based. 10 also has the superior turn-based, where on the right side of the screen, it tells you who is coming up next in the turn order. Also, Veil 4 is absolutely overpowered and broken beyond all repair.
Oh, yeah.
Is this in 12 or 10? Yeah.
That's 10. That's the first summon you get. It has a move called Sonic Wings, which delays the opponent's turn order, so you can just go like 65 fucking times in a row.
Yeah, that sounds a little busted.
Just fucking skosh. JRPGs, Risk of Rain, What the Golf, and League of Legends.
Oh, you went back to What the Golf?
My friends and I played just like somewhat. Oh, sorry, not What the Golf. Golf with Friends.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
I was like, you're playing What the Golf with Friends? Hell. How do I do this?
There is co-op.
There is a co-op mode, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know how it works. Yeah, I assume weirdly.
I mean, it's What the Golf, everything in that game.
Exactly. So. Well, should it just be a completely different game?
We should try that.
They just built two games and hit it.
Well, it should be a shmup.
I wouldn't put it past them.
A shmup where you have to golf the piece. Oh god, that sounds
wait, that's awful. Rad.
That sounds horrible. You don't have like actual control. Oh, whatever. Dapper, what have you been playing?
Alright, so two things really I've been trying to finish off before this Xenoblade came in, and I did finish one of them, about finished with the other. So first was Ori and the Will of the Wisps, which we're doing for this month's video game book club. It's a ton of fun. It's obviously the same aesthetic and style as Ori and the Blind Forest, but they put a bit more emphasis on combat, a bit Hollow Knight-esque in a form. So if you like the first Ori game and you like Hollow Knight, then this is a match made in heaven and is tremendously fun. Be 100% completed it. Good time. Other thing I'm playing is a really, really unique visual novel called 428 Shibuya Scramble.
Nice.
It's crazy unique. Storytelling's a little hit and miss, but they have a super unique way of playing through the game. And I'm pretty close to being done with that, and that was also a lot of fun.
I've never heard of 428 Shibuya Scramble. Is that on? I'm assuming that's on Steam.
Yeah, I only found it recently because people were talking about how it was on sale from like $40 to $10, and everyone's like, "This is a totally worth it. Grab at $10." Basically, it's a visual novel with five different protagonists, and you can only play the game, and like the game is broken into hour-long segments, and you need to complete each hour with all five characters before you can move to the next hour. But choices in one character's route will block or affect the other characters. Getting through each of the five characters is a very unique experience, because sometimes you can't finish one character's hour until you finish that hour with a different character and make the right choices. So really unique concept to make a visual novel a bit more engaging.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Are you going to finish it before Xenoblades, or you're just going to go to Xenoblades, aren't you?
No, I mean, I have probably less than an hour left on it, so I'll throw it in there in the next couple of days and make sure I finish the story. The mystery behind the story is actually engaging, too, so I do want to finish it, find out what happens.
Very cool. I'm going to have to check that one out, along with Xenoblade Chronicles, because I haven't played that either. So, maybe both of those in the future. Oh, on my side...
Oh, boy, if you don't like active time battle, oh, mama.
Yeah, that is the entirety of Xenoblade.
Oh, no.
Mostly fine.
And I love it.
Active time battle has, like, some issues, but... I feel like by now they've probably solved those issues.
There's things that are different variants. Like, the Chrono Trigger and FF12 variants of it are completely different.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, some of the Chrono Trigger stuff of ATB I didn't really play, but I imagine
they
changed that.
I think 12 is pretty solid.
Alright, for myself, after our last episode and watching all of a bunch of Elite Beat Agent stuff that Zach brought up, I went back to OS, because that's free and not on the DS, Elite Beat Agents. And OS is still good.
Is OS that old?
It's pretty old.
You said it's pre-Elite? You said it's pre or free?
Free.
Okay, I was very curious. Yeah, no. There's no way it's fucking before Elite Beat Agents.
No, it's just free. It's been out for at least 7 or 8 years, if not longer.
Yeah, I remember people talking about
Oath is from 2007. Was the
wow.
That's a lot older
than
I thought.
It is, in fact, pre-Elite Beat Agents.
So Oath is basically Elite Beat Agents, but you click instead of using a stylus, and then you can also use like keys too, but your mouse
Those
is your stylus.
Shareware.
Yeah, it's all share. I don't know about shareware.
It's all fan made.
The game itself is not fan made, but the actual like maps for the most part are fan made. There's like a couple that the maker made, but
oh, really?
Obviously he needs something to show off the game with.
True, yeah. True.
But it's
I made this so game, like... but I can't show you anything because you guys have to make it for me.
It also has, like, all sorts of different modes, like DDR mode and like all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah, there's a ton. I just do the main mode. I don't do any of the side modes.
Didn't even know those other side modes, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a fruit, there's like a falling fruit game mode, there's Taiko mode, there's the one Ian mentioned that's more like DDR. There's so many modes. It's super fun though. I really enjoy it. Really hard once you get up there though.
Yeah.
Other two games I played were Uncharted 1 and 2 remastered on PS4. Trying to get my console shooter cred back before Last of Us Part 2 comes out so I don't bumble around like an idiot for the most part. So they have not aged great. even the remasters I think are still, having not played the original, the remasters are still clunky. Like the shooting's still not great. It definitely feels like a early PS3 era shooter so far. I haven't gotten to Uncharted 3 yet. Maybe it gets better, but it's definitely still clunky, and the story is kind of eh, especially for one. One story is very meh. Two actually has good characters and story, and just like kind of flops at the end personally, but for the most part, it's pretty good. I don't think it's anywhere near a 10 that a lot of people have told me it was, so I don't believe that. And the other game I've played is also League of Legends, so that's the weekly League of Legends segment. Lots of ARAMs this week, which is different from normal, on like a 13-game win streak, so that's unusual. That never happens.
Do you guys primarily play ranked or normals?
I usually play normals, but I can play ranked.
I myself, I play ARAMs with friends. I do either blind or draft pick norms. I hate ranked.
Usually do draft pick norms, mostly because I don't have a ton of friends around my skill level.
Mm.
Most of them are either a lot worse than me or a lot better than me. So
the curse of being in silver and gold.
I mean, I used to be plat, but yeah.
ranked triggers a competitive nature in me that I don't like because I get frustrated way too easily. Norms allow me to keep my cool and still enjoy the game.
Oh no, I don't care either way. I'll jungle the hell out of Morgana. I don't give a shit.
I try not to care, but ranked just makes me more competitive by nature.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyone have any other games you want to add, or are we good to go?
What's your role on this?
I think we're going to talk about the PlayStation 2, the best console that Ian's wrong about.
I agree, Fisher. So what we're doing today is picking what games we would want in a PlayStation 2 classic console. Think the NES or Super NES Mini. You didn't know there was a PlayStation classic console. That's because they picked bad games. So if they were to make a new one, we'd pick better ones on this for them. Just some, I don't even want to say rules, guidelines for, I think I gave these to you guys ahead of time, but basically want to stick to games that are known for being on PlayStation, so you're not prohibited from picking stuff that's multi-platform if it's better known on PlayStation. And that's really the only rule, I think, in terms of like games from the same IP, so like I think Jack 1, Jack 2, Jack 3. No hard disagreement that we should not include more than one, but I think with how many good games there are, with how many good games there are on PS2, I think collectively we'll agree not to do that anyway.
Probably.
I think there might be one notable.
There might be a couple exceptions, but for the most part, like if you were going to make a top 20 game list, we might have more than one example of that happening, but
yes.
We'll see.
Yeah, there's gonna be a couple IPs where I'm gonna at least argue for two, but
yeah. What's the hard number we're trying to get on this one? 10?
20.
Oh, 20 games.
Because that's how many were on the PlayStation 1 Classic. Gotcha. So we're going off the assumption that it'll be the same number of games. So I figured we'd throw out a few that we think are dead set will definitely make it, and then after that we'll just try and pitch people some games and not take 3 hours. All right, Ian, lead us off. What game absolutely 100% should be on this?
All right, you know what I'm gonna say.
I do, which is why I picked you.
It's my favorite game of all time, Kingdom Hearts 2. It's the combat mechanics are insane. They're so fucking good.
I see we've already gotten to the one where we're going to argue about if both games should be on the thing or not.
Yeah. I was going to leave number one to later, but because it's more debatable. But if Kingdom Hearts 2 isn't on there, like, it is the game for the PS2 for me. Like, just everything about it is, like, a perfect game.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
I'd go close to that far, but I'm pretty sure we can give a pretty quick four thumbs up to Kingdom Hearts 2.
Could argue against it, I just don't see a need to.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's like, I don't think it's a perfect game by any means. Do I think it should be on here? Absolutely.
Yeah. The only argument against it I can think of is, like, the game is playable everywhere, on everything, in various different forms. But
I don't think that matters for this.
At the time, I think when it came out as a PS2 game, it was the PS2 game.
Yeah. And also, like, it's only available on PlayStation, unless you're emulating.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fisher just meant you can get it on PS2, 3, yeah, PS2, 4, 3, and probably 4. 5.
Oh, probably. Yeah. They're releasing
at some point. At some point, they're releasing on PS5.
Yeah, Nomura likes money, so...
Well, I mean, Square Enix likes me.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next? I think Fisher, you're up next.
All right. Let me look at my list here. I'm gonna start it off with I'm gonna go weird on you. GTA San Andreas.
Oh, that's on my list. I'm
100%. That's not weird for me.
All right.
I also think it's the highest selling PS2 game of all time. So I don't think.
I just looked this up the other day. I believe it is like one or two. Yeah.
It's one of the GTA games, so I'm also gonna give a pretty quick thumbs up to San Andreas.
I also want to note that I don't think Vice City or 3 deserve to be on there.
I agree with you. I think San Andreas encapsulates everything that the previous two wanted to be and makes them better.
Yes, it's my personal.
It was on my list, just because I'm not huge on GTA, but it's like not debatable that it should be on this thing.
And all CJ had to do was stay on follow the damn train.
Follow the damn train.
Fuck Big Smoke.
Dapper, give us a game.
All right, I'm just gonna drop in Shadow of the Colossus.
Yep.
That game is such a spectacle. One of the most exhilarating games to experience for the first time.
It is the game I think of when I think of the PlayStation 2.
One of those games that the first time you wish wish you could erase your memory so you could experience that game for the first time again, because it's so wow. So
All right, so for my first suggestion, I'm gonna say Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Arguably, like,
oh, fuck off.
I think that's more. No. I think it should be on, but it's arguable that it could be. I see it more as a PC game.
No, get out of here.
I'm against
putting it. That's definitely more known for PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I won't argue that.
Ian, what's your next game?
All right, let's bring it a little bit different. Katamari Damacy.
Yeah, they were saying in the chat, I want to say it was Reliant K said, yeah, someone better vouch for Katamari Damacy.
It was on mine too. I love that game. It's such a fucking weird PlayStation 2 game.
But yeah.
It's a weird and different and innovative and just pleasant. It's just fun.
It is just straight up fun.
Got you, RK, Hio and Zach, fuck off.
Fisher, what's your next game?
Let's see.
I figure we'll run through these early ones pretty fast, and then we're going to get in arguments to shit later.
Yeah. All five of the ones so far are on my list, so I'm not going to argue with anything.
Yep. I'm starting with my least controversial ones.
I just got to do it to him. Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, baby.
See, I didn't play this game.
Yeah, I thought I was going to run into this problem. It's the best fighting game ever made.
Oh, wow. You're wrong.
No, I'm not. And
fight him, Ian. Fight him right
now. The vast majority of the fighting game community would agree with me on this.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't.
Hey, Ian, how many fighting games do you play that aren't called Deb's Fighting Herds?
I spent quite a bit of time into Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator and also Dragon Ball FighterZ, which I think is my favorite one.
It's a wrong opinion, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, what Street Fighter 3 was this?
This is Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, which is like heavily lauded as the greatest fighting game of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to lose Street on Fighter. This
just because...
I'm going to put it on here.
By far the best Street Fighter.
I'm going to put it on here because I'm 100% have no other fighters to put on this list except for one.
And it is fucked to not put a fighting game on this
list.
Oh,
I have one.
Yeah, I agree with that, which is why right now it's on here. Boy, yeah. We'll see if it is when we get back to you.
you might cry yourself out of this game.
I
may fight some other games in its place later, but I won't do it right now.
Reliant K would like to note that we are all forgetting about the superior Sony fighting game, PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale.
What wasn't even on PS2? That was a PS3
that,
game.
That is the name of that game.
Isn't it just PlayStation All-Stars?
No. Nope.
Well, it was the first Battle Royale.
No. Stop.
Not accurate. Daffer, give us another game.
All right. Watch the two. Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater.
What a thrill! Put it on that fucking list!
I agree wholeheartedly. That was literally the first thing I put on my list.
We have already put the two games that I have rated the highest I've ever rated a game on this list. I gave a 95 to both Shadow Colossus and Metal Gear Solid 3.
Still not. I hate you, Fisher. Give a game a 100, man.
It has to be flawless.
That will never happen.
Exactly. Therefore, my rating scale is pure and perfect and beautiful.
Okay, I think this is a. I think this is a. Persona 4.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, and rest in peace, Ian.
Void.
My internet died.
Oh, he's back. Cool.
His voice is back. His camera's not.
Ian, I guess you were gone. I'm assuming you have no opposition to Metal Gear Solid 3?
Nah.
How about Persona 4?
Nope.
Okay, didn't think so.
What about Shin Megami Tensei Persona 4?
was that the last one with the SMT 4 title?
I think technically Persona 5 even still has it.
I think technically they're all
on the box or any of like the art.
I don't know that there Persona 4 had it on most of the boxes. I'll have to look.
The box art I looked up when I was making my list did say Shin Megami Tensei Persona 4.
Yeah, maybe Persona 5, they got rid of that.
Shin Megami Tensei was in much smaller print, mind you.
Yeah.
Confusing because Persona is a spin-off of an alternate ending of an SMT game.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then Tokyo Mirage such as Encore there. Combined Shin Megami Tensei and Fire Emblem.
Yeah, it does.
Zach makes the good note that P4 is nothing without P4 Golden.
That's false. That's not true.
But here's the thing: P4 Golden is nothing without P4. So eat my butt, dude.
Also, like P4 Golden is inarguably better than P4.
But it's
P4 is still a fantastic game too. P4 is still a fantastic game. It's not like
P4's great.
Golden made it good. Golden made it better.
Important, a very important question: who's the best waifu?
I don't know, the youth want to say
Chie, but there's only two acceptable answers, and neither of which are Chie.
I haven't played Persona 4.
I don't
being an adult, realizing that Yukiko is a good choice.
That's her name. Yeah, Yukiko, I think, was mine.
And Naoto is best girl.
Yeah, I mean, Naoto's pretty good.
Kanji's actually best girl.
Yeah, Kanji's best girl. Yeah, Yukiko would be my pick, I believe.
I've cited Kanji as... why aren't people jumping to Chie's defense? Because Chie's gimmick is nothing but meat and punching, which is great when you're a fucking teen, but when you're a fucking adult, you realize you want to marry the girl who owns an inn. That's real estate, baby.
Strong argument there. Strong argument.
That's all I want in girls' sex.
You want an in real estate.
The motherfucker isn't even here, but he's but he's in the chat the entire time. All right. Next. Man. P4's great.
Ian, I think you're next.
Alrighty. So we said that's the only fighting game you could think of. I got one more.
No, I have others on my list.
No, I said that because I don't play fighting games. I don't think that's a PlayStation game.
Are you kidding me?
It's split between the three systems.
Soul Cal to me will never be a system specific game, especially because Soul Cal to me is an arcade game.
Soul Calibur 2 to me is fully PlayStation 2.
And to me, it's fully GameCube.
Oh yeah, it's all three systems. They all have that unique character thing.
Yeah, that's exactly why also.
Yep. Yikes.
You could get Link, Spawn, or
Heihachi,
yeah. So I think Soul Cal 2 is all three systems equally.
I don't even think they were delayed releases. I think they came out, if not at the same time, very close to the same time.
I don't actually have an answer for that question. I'm going to say they came out at the same time, though. Because the marketing campaign was like the peak console war bullshit, where like the marketing campaign is pitting like Heihachi against Link and shit.
Against,
by the way,
Spawn.
Heihachi's great and all. Link would murder that man.
Also,
oh, definitely.
Spawn was definitely the odd man out of those three.
Who the fuck is Spawn?
All three. It hit all three systems at the same time in NA.
Yeah.
About a year after it was an arcade game.
Get out of here, Ian. Not a PlayStation game.
I don't agree with Soul Cal pick.
Fisher, you're up next.
You know what? What about Simpsons Hit and Run?
See, same argument as Soul Calibur.
Oh, I don't even know if it was on other things.
It was on all of them.
GTA game, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was on all of them.
Whatever the fuck the Simpsons Crazy Taxi game is called.
Like honestly, Simpsons Road Rage, I got it. One of the first ones. I was like, man, this should be on here. And then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, it's on everything. Well,
yeah.
Dapper.
All right, so I know this one might be interesting because there might be a different one, but I am going to say Final Fantasy XII.
My man, put it on there.
I know someone's going to want to fight 10, and no one's going to want to fight 10-2 because 10-2 is bad.
See, I didn't play 12.
I have more of an attack. I mean, I would accept both, honestly, but I don't think both need to be. But I'm going to fight for 12 more than 10.
I'm
going to fight for 10.
Shame it doesn't have a main character.
shame our point of view character is unimportant. Because the combat system is phenomenal.
You might as well write 10 up there, and we can
have
that argument later. That's fair. Along with 10, how do you all feel about Okami?
It's
on my list.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I am a big detractor of the fact that saying Okami on the Wii is the best version of Okami. It still belongs on this list because Okami fucking slaps.
Yeah.
It's such a good game.
Also, PC is better than Wii.
Also, without Okami, we never would have gotten Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that, actually. I agree with that.
That's a known thing. They were inspired by Okami.
Okay, I was going to say, did they come out far enough apart for that to be true?
I don't know. I mean, the development time would actually be really interesting to look at, but I know that like a bunch of people from the Twilight Princess team said they were inspired by Okami.
I mean, that 100% makes sense. I just thought they were released really close together.
Somebody continue to go, and I will Google.
After me is Ian. Giving me a
shot. I guess another shot for something that is actually PS2, which is going to be Ico. We have Shadow of the Colossus up there. Ico is arguably the same IP, same series.
I have Ico as one of my tentative ones.
I don't
have Ico. Ico's I is it Ico? I thought it was Ico.
I think it's Ico. Is it Ico?
It is Ico.
Dang.
Yeah, Ico is also tentative for me.
I think here's in Japanese game. That's Ico, but yeah.
I think if I was supposed to pronounce it and switch it.
What were you saying, Fisher, on was it Fisher or Dapper who was saying on Eco?
I was just saying I don't think it should be on there personally, and I played and mildly enjoyed that game.
I'm on the fence. I'll add it for now, and personally, it's high on the chopping block when we get to the chopping block.
Yeah, when we start getting the chopping block.
Fan says, oh, wait, it's definitely Ico. Ico is the thing from Jak and Daxter, which you're not wrong that Ico is the thing from Jak and Daxter, but I don't think that precludes this to be
also. Oh, God, thank you for that, RK Fan. Holy moly. Daffer, what you got for another one?
I thought Fisher was after me.
Oh, sorry. I thought Fisher said, but that was wrong.
Oh,
Fisher,
fuck it. I'll say Jak and Daxter. The Precursor Legacy, not 2 or 3, even though 3 is really good.
Yeah, 100% Jak and Daxter, the Precursor Legacy.
That's sense, then. Not an ampersand.
A terrible subtitle, but...
Yeah, I'm not even putting the subtitle in this list.
Here's the thing. The subtitle would have been a lot better if the other games were Jak and Daxter subtitle something.
Right, but then they just put a Jak 2 and Jak 3. They cut out like, and Daxter and the subtitle.
If it were a if it were a prequel, it would make sense.
Well,
that too.
Well, no, it's not a, okay. It's not a prequel if it's the first game to come out. That's not how that works.
It's been a prequel too. A game that doesn't exist yet.
But for example, for Beyond Good and Evil 2, if they instead called it Beyond Good and Evil The Precursor Legacy, that would make more sense than the current name.
Yes,
it's a prequel.
I think the original intent was that it was, you know, it's going to be a franchise, Jak and Daxter, but then the trend just became Jak.
Well, then they made Daxter.
They
on
made
the
Daxter. Yeah.
Daxter came out before Jak 2, I'll have you know.
Did anyone actually play Daxter?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, was it good? Did it suck?
I watched the playthrough of it. Looked bad.
The PSP is great, but it had like almost no unique games.
The PSP is great because you can root it and put any game system on it.
Exactly, and also because it had Monster Hunter.
That's not so much for the U. All right, Dapper, give us a game.
All right, I am going to go with Devil May Cry 3: Dante's Awakening.
Ooh. I didn't even think about DMC.
I had that
and
as
you
one
picked,
of the ones.
And you picked the best one.
Yeah,
so
I accept it. I had the...
It's arguably the best of the. It's arguably the best of the series. Yeah. It's an unequivocally PS2 game.
Was 4 available on the PS2? Not saying it's a better game. Merely curious.
That I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
I would have
either
to,
either way, I'd say 3 is the pick here. But
yes, it is.
Okay, what do I have? I want to start doing weird ones. I kind of want to start doing some weird
ones. No, DMC4 with PS3.
There you go.
Okay, I have a weird one that I don't know if any of you have even played.
Shoot.
Downhill Domination.
What the fuck?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Fuck. It was the super
that
fun.
Would fit the niche of like the weird garbage game. No, what is this? Get out of here,
dude! No, it looks stupid, but it was so fucking fun. It's like a downhill
dirt bike game.
No, it's not even dirt bikes. It's BMX. It's downhill BMX. But like, you're basically racing. It's crazy, like weird physics that are nonsense. But, like, you can punch people as you're going down. Like, you can punch them off their bikes. You can take a stick and put it between their spokes so they just flip out. You can chuck rocks and bottles at people. It was a fantastic game. Yeah, there's a moose. Fuck you up. Don't hit the moose.
I see a moose.
This game looks amazing.
It is amazing. I will forego putting it on the list because I think there's going to be better stuff between the rest of us.
I do respect this game, but I'm not putting it in a top 20 for a PS2 class.
No, I've never played it, never heard of it before now. I'm putting it up there.
Okay, but if we're going to have a BMX game, why is it not BMX XXX?
Because this is better. Because
could you throw bottles at people? Because that's all they're doing in this video I'm watching.
You take people the fuck down. You just get a stick, put it between their spokes, flip. It's great. I recommend everyone go emulate that. Next. It's fucking fun. Ian, go next.
Alright, if we're starting the weird ones, I've got a few more normal ones here, but if we're starting the weird ones, I'm gonna say The Hobbit.
Get out.
I played it. That game's bad.
It's not amazing, but there's always got to be at least one bad game on these. And this one is at least interesting.
No, Ian, we're trying to make a better PlayStation Classic, all right?
Also, we already put a bad game on there. Ico's on there.
Ooh.
This
Hobbit game looks awful, so definitely no.
Also, I think it was on all the systems. I don't think it was PlayStation exclusive.
I'm pretty sure it was PlayStation, but I could be wrong.
Google it. I bet it was on at least GameCube.
I see GameCube and Xbox.
There we go.
It. Yeah, it's like War of the North exclusive.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Whatever. I think there are better Lord of the Rings games that you could argue could go on this list. And oh, boy, probably. Is it not The Hobbit.
The Hobbit is the one I played.
For sure, give us a not Hobbit
game. Yeah, you know what? Fuck y'all. Guitar Hero 2.
Oof. See, here's my problem with Guitar Hero on this list.
The guitar, I understand.
The guitar.
Hear me out. With every fucking version of, with every PS console, you have to sell it. But you can also sell them separately for a huge markup. Just have them be USB.
I didn't realize that one was a PS2 exclusive for a year. If I had known that, I actually would have put it on my list.
You know what? Hear me out.
Zach yelling, how would you play Guitar Hero? Also, I will have you know, you don't need a Guitar Hero controller to play Guitar Hero. You can play it with the regular PS2 controller.
Oh, get the fuck out. Hear me out. What if we make this list 21 games long and we put Guitar Hero 2 as the 21st game?
You have to get the special Guitar Hero edition.
Now hear me out. I've got a solution. You remember the Guitar Hero DS game?
Get out. That game was terrible. It was bad.
No. I the game might have been bad, but they had like the little Guitar Hero thing.
I had it. I know.
Sell that with the PS.
That's worse than the guitar. That's so much worse. Yeah, we're doing it.
Cheaper.
We're doing it.
Maybe some sort of fold out to guitar.
We're doing this. We're gonna have 21 games now, and Guitar Hero 2 is the 21st game.
You have to pay for the special Guitar Hero edition.
No, they just throw in Guitar Hero for free, and you can't play it.
you can buy a USB guitar peripheral, but it's $165. It costs the same as an Elite controller.
Guys, we're gonna give Sony way too many good ideas for this.
we'll just tweet this out to Matt or who's Cerny? What's his name? Mark Cerny.
Mark Cerny, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I said Matt at first. I was like, that's not right. All right, Guitar Hero 2 is the 21st game. Daffer, what is a game within the top 20?
I'm gonna fight for a game from this series on here. I don't know which ones that people have played. My favorite is Ratchet Deadlock. But what other ones have people played and which ones do people fight most for?
I've played every single Ratchet & Clank game. Ratchet & Clank Up Your Arsenal is the best one.
Yeah.
And I can actually prove that.
I have played Up Your Arsenal, Going Commander, and Deadlocked. I'll accept any one of them. Deadlocked's just my favorite. So if two people say
it's really good.
If two people say Up the Arsenal, then Up the Arsenal.
I think
it's up your arsenal.
It's up your arsenal.
Yeah, up your arsenal.
You can say Ratchet and Clank 3. We get it.
Yeah.
But again, some game from that series has to be on here.
Ratchet and Clank 3 parentheses arse.
when I was researching for this, that sold more than Ratchet and Clank 2.
Really?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
2 is Grand Commando, then, right?
Yes, 2 is Grand Commando.
Yeah, I had Up Your Arsenal 4? On my list.
I had Ratchet & Clank, and then I said Going Commando or Up Your Arsenal.
I have played zero Ratchet & Clank games, to be clear. But I did put it on my list as, like, I'm sure something from this series should be on this list.
All four games are arguably good. Yes. So something of there. And it's an iconic PlayStation.
Oh, 100%.
So something has to be on there.
100%. Okay, we're going to go less weird with this one. So, about that one per franchise rule.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, no, I think that's on there.
I haven't played it, but...
Fisher?
What do you want me to say? No to fucking bullshit. I've been trapped in a corner. Put it on there. Twin Snake, motherfuckers.
No, that's not Twin Snake. That's Sons of Liberty.
Now, this is all the one we were going to have two games
yeah,
from.
Both those games are
legendary as hell.
Now,
whoa. Zach says MGS2 is arguably the best Metal Gear Solid game. Get this man out of here.
I think that's a fair argument. That's an arguable point.
I think you could argue 2 or 3, personally, but...
What about 4? It's got scat humor.
4 also is just a movie.
Movie, yeah.
Is 4 the one with Mountain Dew?
I don't know.
Hey, what?
Didn't it have Mountain Dew pickups?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Death Stranding has Monster Energy.
So that would just be him going back to his roots.
So just as a recap here, guys, we're already at 16 games.
Yeah, I see it. Don't worry about it. I got some dingers out here for
you. I'm just letting you know that we're getting to that point where we're going to have to start 16, fighting.
16 plus Guitar Hero 2 is the awkward.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. Game. Guitar Hero doesn't count, even though it's going to be on the final list.
I gotcha.
It's there in honor.
Yeah. We recognize that it should be in here, but it has a peripheral.
A touching tribute to Guitar Hero 2.
Ian, you're next.
So about that one per franchise.
Get out.
Okay. Kingdom Hearts 1!
Kingdom Hearts 1!
Bad game.
It's a great game.
It holds up super well.
Okay. I want to
walk that back. It's not a bad game. It's an okay to good game, is what I said.
It's a good to great game.
I think
it holds up super well.
I think Kingdom Hearts 1 was good, but Kingdom Hearts 2 did everything from Kingdom Hearts 1, but better.
Go for it, Fisher.
I have one counterpoint to why KH1 should not be on this list. The gummy ship.
No, the gummy ship is fine.
Oh, get out. Fuck off. It's not going on the list just for that.
The considered best way to build the gummy ship is to build the thing where it's just one piece at each four corners and nothing in the middle, so you can go through the entire level without fucking having to do anything. That is the best way to do it.
Listen, that didn't change in 2.
The gummy ship levels in 2 are actually good, though.
They are pretty fun in 2. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. They're better.
At the very least, in small doses,
I think they're fun. After too many of them, they are boring, but in small doses, they're fun in 2.
Yeah.
Samara!
I still wouldn't go that far. But I really think the thing for me is Kingdom Hearts 2 is Kingdom Hearts 1, but better. Whereas, as a comparison, like MGS 2 and 3 are very different games.
Very different.
Also, the argument that you need to play KH1 to understand KH2 is bullshit, because there's no understanding KH2.
Yeah,
you need chain of memories to play, which isn't on the system.
We're not going down this rabbit hole.
Well, I guess we're not putting
rechain of memories on there because that game sucks.
Quiet, Fisher. We're not.
I'll veto that with my last dying breath. Fisher, give us a game.
So it's time we get down to the really important the important Sony mascots that we all know and love. And I'm talking about the big leagues. I'm talking about Tack and the Power of Juju.
Oh, that's not a Sony mascot. That was Multiplat 2.
I'm well aware. But I wanted to talk about Tack and the Power of Juju.
Wait, hold up. I think I know this one.
All right, you know what?
I forgot about this.
Take 30 seconds. Dude, Fisher?
Ooh, came out of GameCube the exact same day. It wasn't even a time exclusive.
Fisher, with the PlayStation 5 event yesterday, and they showed that Kena game, that gave me huge Tack vibes. I was watching...
Had big Tack and the Power of Juju energy, which is a sentence no man has ever said.
I watched 2 other live reacts from different channels, and one person from each channel was both like, yo, this is giving me Tack of the Power of Juju vibes.
Yeah, Tack 2, the Staff of Dreams. That game kicked ass.
The Tack games were great. No disagreements there. Yeah, they made a TV show.
They did.
Zero disagreement that it's a great game. Doesn't belong there,
especially
here.
Especially because what I say next is going to get it taken off.
Depper. You're up.
All right. I'm also going to stick with mascots, but I'm going to go with a little different. I'm going to go with Sly 3, Honor Among Thieves.
I was going to say Sly Cooper.
Okay. I was going to say we need a Sly game, and I don't know which one.
So here's
the thing.
I think
Sly 3 is the one most loved on PS2.
What's the full name for that one?
Honor Among Thieves. Sly 3, Honor Among Thieves.
Sly 3 is the best one. I think Sly 2 was the more, like, I think more people played it, basically. But Sly 3 is a fantastic game.
I think Honor Among Thieves.
The end of that game... It fucking blew my mind.
I've only played Sly 1, but like I know Sly 2 and 3 both were a love too. So like I have zero complaints with putting one of those franchises on, or one game from the franchise on there.
Yeah. I haven't played any of them, but I'll take it.
Yeah, they're good. I'm not going to lie. I have like the remaster for PS3 and I got through Sly 1 before a new game came out and then I didn't come back.
Yeah, the problem with Sly Cooper is Sly 1's kind of rough.
It was a little rough around the edges, but I still enjoyed it.
That fucking rhythm game is
pain. Oh yeah, fuck that part. That's the one part I hated. Okay. Fuck, which of these do I want? Okay. Here's the pool. Red Faction.
Is that even, was that not on Xbox?
I thought it was a PS2 exclusive.
If
it's a PS2 exclusive, I'll take it.
I'm checking. First release, Red Faction, was on Windows and PS2.
Yeah, I thought so.
More importantly, it came out on the N-Gage in 2003.
I didn't see that. I was choosing to ignore it. It also came out on mobile in 2005.
I refuse to ignore the N-Gage because I often forget it exists, and what a piece of shit.
You refuse to ignore it because of how bad it was.
Exactly. it deserves to get dunked on whenever its name appears, because it's so bad.
I don't think it's iconic enough.
The reason I picked it was because of how trend-setting it was in terms of like destructible environments.
Yeah,
but that was really the main shtick. The what?
Yeah, Levolution, I believe, is the term for that. My thing is, like, Red Faction Guerrilla is super iconic.
That's fair.
But I don't think Red Faction, the original one, did it even sell well? I actually have no idea.
I don't know either. I knew it was a very enjoyable PS2 game.
Whatever I was going to say. The PlayStation 2 and PC versions received generally favorable reviews, while the N-Gage received mixed to negative reviews is the first line on the reception bit. Ah, fuck me up. That's so good.
Who has an N-Gage?
I think no one.
I think I might have known someone that had an N-Gage, but I can't confirm that to be true or not.
All right. No Killzone. I'm okay. Sorry. That's a different game on my list. Whoopsie. No Red Faction.
Yeah.
Ian.
All right. We've got to get one of these on here.
Do we?
We saw yesterday the trailer for the seventh game in this series, Gran Turismo 4.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fair, actually. That was a good game.
It's one of the best Gran Turismos. Definitely.
I feel like a PlayStation 2 classic needs a racing game like it needs a fighting game. True. And I think Gran Turismo 4 is the example of that.
It's the legally required racing game segment.
Yeah, no, I agree with that one.
Are there...
The other racing game I had on here was Burnout 3, but I think that was cross-platform.
That was cross-platform.
Yeah, mine was... I remember Need for Speed Underground, but that was cross-platform. Yep.
Yeah.
I would personally pick either of those over GT4 if they were not cross-platform.
Right.
But Gran Turismo 4 was still a good game, and I think that's a good representative. Are there under... Before we move on, are there other genre representatives we feel that we need? Because we've got the token fighting game, we've got the token driving game.
We got Guitar Hero 2.
We got Guitar Hero 2, we got the token rhythm game.
Token accessory required, yay.
Okay, hold on. I actually want to have a conversation about the Dance Dance Revolution PS2 game. Did anybody else own this besides me?
There were multiple of them.
What was the game where you had to get the PlayStation camera for it?
Oh, the iToy?
Let's
iToy. Yeah,
none of those games were good enough to make this list. DDR, I can see the argument, but like there's enough good DDR games on PS1.
If we're gonna have a dumb peripheral game, Guitar Hero 2
is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, just play DDR with the Guitar Hero controller.
Bingo, genius.
That sounds so terrible.
Sounds
kind of rad. Sony, I'll take that check.
Sony.
Please just pass the money our way.
Savings
on Ian went last, so Fisher, you're up.
Alright, let's get back to it with these key Sony mascots. This guy, he's angry, he punches people, he hits things, he's got problems with God. I'm of course talking about Kazuma Kiryu from Yakuza.
Did Yakuza 1 even come to the US?
I don't know, but Yakuza 2 sure fucking did.
Was it on PS2?
Yeah. And yes, Yakuza 2 did. Yakuza 1 did come to the US.
I know nothing about this series.
I know a little bit about the Yakuza. I know a little bit about the Yakuza series. Fuck.
I've got decent reviews.
Hear me out, because I do think this should be on our list, but probably not for the reasons that Fisher meant. This is the one random unknown game that comes on the list to Americans.
It totally is. It's the game in other markets.
Yeah.
To be fair, Ico's on there for the same reason, but we can come back now.
Americans bought that game. I knew what that was before this year. I didn't find out that Yakuza existed till like this year or last year.
Yakuza 2 is great. It's got dating sim aspects. It doesn't involve the terrible plot of Yakuza 3. Right,
if we're going to put one of them on here, is it Yakuza 1 or 2?
It's 2. 2 is the better game.
I've played about half an hour of 0. That
doesn't count for anything. Oh, man. Dapper.
All right, well...
This is the last game before we gotta start arguing, man.
He mentioned, he talked about, Fisher talked about hating God, so what about, God of War?
Never heard of it.
Which one?
I was gonna do the first one.
First, fuck it. We got too many sequels and shit on here.
A lot of good sequels for the PS2, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll do the first one. All right, so that is our initial 20. So our initial 20 before bargaining.
I actually have every single thing that is on my list is on here except for Simpsons Hit and Run.
I mean, that's pretty fucking good.
And Tack and the Power of Juju. Both of my joke picks.
I made a list of 30 before we came in here, so none of mine.
I had over 30, but a lot of them were like, a lot of them were just me listing off games I knew.
A lot of them were franchises. So I had Dot Hack, but like
I would list a franchise. But okay, so quick review before we go to the elimination round of what we've got so far. So far we have Kingdom Hearts 2, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Shadow of the Colossus, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Katamari Damacy, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, Persona 4, Final Fantasy 12, Final Fantasy 10, Okami, Ico, Jack and Daxter the Precursor Legacy, Devil May Cry 3, some subtitle, Ratchet and Clank 3 Up Your Arsenal, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, God, these all have long-ass names, I hate the PlayStation 2, Sly Cooper 3, Honor Among Thieves, Gran Turismo 4, Yakuza 2, which also probably is a subtitle, and God of War, and then Guitar Hero 2 chilling on the bottom.
The Yakuza games only have, subtitles in Japanese, and they're all excellent, like Yakuza 6, A Song of Life, Yakuza 5 is A Song of Life, Yakuza 6 is Death of the Dragons That Rule, which is such a fucking great name!
Well, the next one is Like a Dragon, isn't it?
I believe it might just be Yakuza,
No, it's Yakuza Like a Dragon, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we got most of the common ones that were on my list. Let's start off with a good argument one. Silent Hill 2.
That was my next one. That was my next one as well. I think it deserves to be on there.
I agree with you, Ian.
Can I go off there? Get it off. Gone. Boom, done.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It's the best Silent Hill game.
Depper, how do you feel?
Do we care that it was only exclusive for 4 months?
Was it only 4 months?
It hit. It was September PlayStation 2, December for Xbox.
I think it's still
I can counter that point.
Go for it.
It has the dog ending.
Does only the PS2 one have that?
No.
But oh, just Final 2
does. Like I agree that it should be. If we think it's PlayStation specific enough, then I agree. Knock Ico off for it.
I would still say kind of like Resident Evil, even though that got ported.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, 4 is a bad example. Well, actually, no, 4 is a good example. Came out on GameCube initially, got ported to PS2, but most people still associate it with GameCube.
Yeah. Then yeah, I will take Ico off for Silent Hill 2.
Ico is gone. Still have Shadow of the Colossus, though, so still repping that studio.
I'm not going anywhere.
We have the glaring Final Fantasy 10 and 12 on here.
We do. We got a couple that could be eliminated.
Ridge and I.
Here's the other thing. 12. It's Ian's turn.
Okay. Right.
Without.
We can just kill their arguments.
Silent Hill 2. Most of mine were mostly cross-platform, but I still think they belong on PS2 Classic. I'm going to say Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
No, I had those games for like every system.
I honestly think that is a fair argument that it's PlayStation associated.
Yeah,
I just think that after 2, it lost a lot of steam.
I had them all.
No,
for
are you kidding me? 3 was the like last great one because it took everything from 1 and 2 and just made them a little bit better.
Trust me, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's the better game. I think the franchise started losing steam at 3.
I think the franchise started losing steam at 4.
Tony Hawk's Underground was dope.
It came out same day for PS2, GameCube, and Xbox.
Yeah, but see, it's a PS2 game.
I had them all for the GameCube or N64.
I'd be a little with you, but I don't think Dapper or Fisher are with you, so I don't think it makes.
That game's too cross-platform for me. I'm not on it.
It was on literally every platform that existed at the time, including the Game Boy Advance.
Well, that was a different game.
But no, yes. Game Boy Advance was great.
It was.
That's not what we're fucking
talking
about.
But we're on PS2 Classics. Dapper, Fisher, what you got?
I don't have any more, so I'm going to start arguing to take shit off. Look, Cridge and I both love 12, but 10 is the more iconic Final Fantasy game on the PS2. I accept that reality.
You're arguing against 12. Fuck, I didn't expect that.
The problem is he's right.
The betrayer.
Right.
Here's the thing, 12 is the better game.
But
10 is the more iconic, and it's more associated with the PS2.
You're not wrong.
It's so frustrating because I don't want to agree, but he's 100% right.
Dapper, since you're next, what game will you replace Final Fantasy 12 with? Or try to replace it?
I have a really good one that also fits the weird, random bullshit game archetype.
Go for it.
It's fucking Dragon Quest, whichever one that one was. Dragon Quest 8, Journey of the Cursed King. And this is because Japan fucking loves Dragon Quest. They love Dragon. Are you aware that there is legislature?
Oh yeah, I'm aware.
Dragon Quest games are only legally allowed to release on Fridays because they harm the economy.
That's real. Yeah.
This game sold about 5 million copies. It sold 3.7 million of those just in Japan. There's no way that this thing is in the fucking top 20. It's number 12 of the highest sold games just because Japan wills it. There's no way they would make this thing without shoving Dragon Quest on it into some form. So it's this or Slime Camp.
Okay, we're not doing Slime Camp.
I don't think that came out.
Honestly, the Japan argument got me.
To be fair, I also had Dragon Quest 8 on my list.
Okay, well then game. Even better, Dragon Quest.
It was the first Dragon Quest I played.
Oh, wait, they spell it that way. Because Japan.
I've only played a few Dragon Quests, but the best one is Joker, because it's Pokemon.
Get out of here. We're talking PS2 classic games. Dapper, do you have anything
cursed,
other?
Journey of the Cursed King is the full name.
I'm not crazy. Typing that.
JOTC, Blade of the Rune King.
No. Depper, do you have any other suggestions for this list?
So I'm looking at this list right now, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I actually think it's perfect as is.
Oh, okay.
I think this. Okay. Technically, I would actually rather put Soul Calibur 3 over Street Fighter 3.
I'll fight you the ends of the earth.
I don't think I'm going to get the support on that. I just. That's like the only thing I can think of is I didn't play Street Fighter 3 and I love it. And I love Soul Calibur 3. And that one actually only came out for PS2 rather than Soul Calibur 2, which is everywhere. I don't think we're gonna push Fisher off that point, and I don't care enough to fight heavily for it.
Fisher might quit the channel if we do that.
Only came out on PS2. That's wild.
That's surprising. Yeah. I didn't expect
Soul Calibur was only an arcade game, obviously, and then a PS2 game. And it had Chronicles of the Sword mode and custom character creation, which were amazing.
All right. So, guys, here's the thing. There is a genre that's missing here.
I actually have one more that I thought of that is a glaring omission. Go ahead, though.
We have zero first-person shooters on this list.
I thought about that.
First-person shooters?
Had Medal of Honor and had Call of Duty. So, I thought about that and then decided I didn't care.
So, Medal of Honor and Call of Duty are the first that come to mind. Most of those were not exclusive to PlayStation. Here's the thing. There were a couple.
007 Nightfire.
Was that exclusive? I don't think it was.
I don't know.
There was Killzone. There was also SOCOM US Navy SEALs. Wait, that was third person. Mm. Fuck, never mind. My argument's invalid.
And like, this is a rough thing to say, but does anyone give a fuck about Killzone?
No.
I mean, enough that they made like five of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good game. It is PlayStation 2, but when I look over this list, I'm
not dead set on it. That's a suggestion.
It doesn't beat it. I like all the other. I mean, Star Wars Battlefront 2, that's a first person shooter.
It's third, but that's okay.
No, it's first.
Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
Go get some gameplay of that. Wasn't it first person? Oh, that hurts.
I played it mostly in first person. I'm just remembering.
What's wrong with you?
Weird man.
Ian, do you have any other games you would like to try and put on this list?
I also really like this list, but there is one that I would like on there if we can make room for it, which is Monster Hunter Dude 2 Dose.
No.
Monster Hunter 1 was like one of the quintessential, like they made, I forget what it was, but it was like the Project 3, where they tried to do like multiplayer on the PS2. And Monster Hunter 1 is bad. That game fucking sucks.
Fuck. See, here's my thing. What you just said, I don't think Monster Hunter goes on here. That goes on a DS thing somewhere.
DS? I mean, yeah, Monster Hunter PSP.
DS or PSP, sorry.
Here's the thing. We already gave them Dragon Quest for weird and Yakuza for the weird Japan demands this be on this console for no explicable fucking reason. You're not also getting Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter, but I only got into the series later. Past the PS2 era, so I don't have a dog in this fight.
Here's the thing after Ian brought that up with the whole Japan tried to use the internet. Final Fantasy XI is not.
No. Fuck off. here's the thing. I will hear any argument for it, but I will not hear any argument that doesn't include that game fucking sucked hog.
That game,
it was bad.
So my actual argument is that Final Fantasy still 11 is still up.
Yes. It is still up.
That game sucks, so
you can try to play it. It takes not a joke, it takes over a day to be able to play this game.
It takes so long.
There's a lot of MMOs that suck that are still around.
Doesn't mean
they deserve recognition.
That's Universe Online is still running somehow.
That's true. So no to Monster Hunter, no to that. Fisher, do you have anything else you want to try and put on here?
Yeah, and it's actually a weird glaring omission, but you can't talk about Sony consoles without talking about Spider-Man. So I'm saying Spider-Man deserves to be on here.
Spider-Man 2?
I'll take any of them. I'll probably just take Spider-Man 1. Look, all three of those games are pretty mediocre, and they're based on the Tobey Maguire version, which is rough.
That's my problem. See, I get that they're very Sony, but they're all mediocre games.
Also, because Spider-Man for PS4 came out recently, it kind of invalidates all the previous ones except for the PS1 games.
Listen, Spider-Man 2 is great. That game's fantastic. And also, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans are amazing, and I love them. I still think it doesn't belong higher than anything we have on here already.
That's where I'm at. I think on top like 30 or 40, it could probably do it.
Yeah, it's not on this list. It's not making on this list for me.
Who? That was Fisher, right?
Yeah.
Depper, you got anything else? Or are you still thinking this is perfect?
What if we got rid of Street Fighter 3 for Soul Calibur 3?
Get out.
I kind of have a problem with Battlefront 2 being on there.
What?
Then you're insane.
What?
It came out on PlayStation, Xbox, and Windows the same day.
Oh, I thought it was just... I didn't think it came out on Xbox. I thought it was PlayStation and Windows.
Oh, same day. PlayStation, Windows, Xbox platforms.
Ooh.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I played it so much on PC.
I mean, I didn't even own an Xbox, so I know that's why I had no idea about that. But that's a fair argument if it was on Xbox. I thought I checked, but I might not have done full due diligence.
What about some other weird Japan bullshit? Get Ace Combat 4 on there.
No, here is my counter to some Japan bullshit. I have two suggestions. Zone of the Enders. No, get out of here, Dapper.
Chronicles of the Sword.
You're a bastard, man.
Zone of the Enders or Tales of the Abyss?
You are bastard man for putting Zone of the Enders up there and asking me to say shoot it down.
It's a mech game. We don't have a mech game.
I don't know either of these games, but
would
I'm
that
always
be down. Three Hideo Kojima games? Yes.
All right, I'll give you another mech game in order to not have three Kojima games. What about Armored Core 3?
What about the fact that Mizuki did just say Tales of the Abyss?
I did say Tales of the Abyss.
I will kick 15 games off of this list to get Tales of the Abyss on. I forgot how much I love that game.
We already have three JRPGs on here.
Good.
So we got Kingdom Hearts 2, Dragon Quest, and Final Fantasy?
Oh, P4, Final Fantasy 10, and Dragon Quest.
Kingdom Hearts 2 is not a JRPG.
That was a misspeak. Sorry. Honestly, I'd put Tales of the Abyss above all three of those, but that's me sucking here.
I'd put it over the other ones.
Soul Cal, Tekken 5, or not Tekken 5. Yeah, Tekken 5. I put Soul Cal, Tekken 5, or Tekken Tag Tournament up there before I put that up there. What about Need for Speed?
Need for Speed was multiplayer. Alright, so
Dragon Ball
so,
Budokai Tenkaichi.
I'm not opposed
to
that.
That's also multi-console.
No, those games kind of suck, though.
Get the fuck off. God damn it, Ian.
They're not very good.
I had Budokai Tenkaichi 3 for the Wii. You had to make stupid hand motions to shoot Kamehameha, and that game's amazing.
Okay, so I took Star Wars Battlefront 2 off after we realized it was multi-plot. So, man. No, absolutely not. I think Zone of the Enders, Tales, or Budokai Tenkaichi would all be better than that game.
Not SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain.
Huh? Not Budokai.
All
right, Ian. I'll accept because mech games are cool. Even though I've never heard of it.
It's also on Steam now. Zone of the Enders is what I said.
I don't know what Zone of the Enders is, so I don't care about it.
It's Kojima's mech game.
It's Kojima's mech game. See,
I definitely don't want it on
I'm
there.
Much less attached to Zone of the Enders and Armored Core 3 than I am Tales of the Abyss.
Fuck
look,
off.
If you and me both go for it, it has a really good shot of making it.
Soul Cal 3 is an exclusive, though.
So is Tales of the Abyss.
No one played it.
You're wrong.
I did.
Played it that they ported it to the fucking DS. It's the only Tales game that's been ported to the DS. Other than a couple DS exclusive games.
Also, the opening theme to the game Karma slaps. By Bump of Chicken slaps insanely.
And the
hard.
Band's name is Bump of
but
Chicken.
It's not iconic for the console.
You're wrong.
Yeah, but that's. Let me reiterate. That song slaps.
Okay, you can't argue iconic for the console and put fucking Yakuza 2 on here.
Yes, you can! It's an iconic Sony fucking main series game that are played by probably more people than Tales of the Abyss.
I implore you to look up those sale numbers.
Yeah, I'm on. Keep talking about other things.
Well, you know, we're nearing the end of time here, so I'm going to throw out some other ones. Bully.
I thought about that, but it came out same day on...
Yeah,
I
actually sort of associated that game with Xbox too for some reason. Yeah, so.
No, that's my bad.
You don't want to fight me on this Yakuza thing.
Really? Yakuza outsold
like seven times much.
What? All right, that's fair. I didn't expect that.
Hey, I love those fucking Yakuza games because they love the Yakuza. They glorify and like praise them.
A couple others that I had on here: Dark Cloud 2.
I don't know what that is.
I actually also have it on my list, but it's not better than Tales of the Abyss.
I agree with that. It was just on there, and more people played that.
I've seen this cover art.
More people played it, which is why I said it. Other one I have.
Jacket Power Juju.
No, Twisted Metal Black.
No.
Okay, that's fair. It was just a suggestion.
God, so many of these are just fucking Madden and NFL games.
Yeah, I know, right? They all sell super well, but we don't care about sports games.
I refuse to put a sports game on this.
All multi-platform. Okay, hear me out.
Get out of here with Pezzy, and we're not putting a sports game on this. I swear to God.
Hear me out. What if we just put Guitar Hero 2 in the main roster of 20
games? No, you can't play it.
Look, if we're taking Battlefront 2 off, then I want Tales of the Abyss. I'll accept Armored Core 3.
That's where I'm at.
I'll accept Armored Core 3.
All right, Armored Core 3.
I feel like we do need some weird mech bullshit on there. Is there a mech game we're ignoring?
Not that's a PS2 exclusive.
Yeah, the difficult thing is PS2 exclusive, because I thought of some of the Gundam games.
PS2 mech games, and the first result is Armored Core 3, followed by 2, followed by Zone of the Enders.
Yep. I mean, there was also like Robotech Battlecry, not exclusive. There were some Gundam games. Yeah.
Yeah, all the Gundam games were shit anyway, so...
There was like one or two that were passable, but not good.
That's about as nice as you can say.
Armored Core 3, get it on there.
So,
kicks ass.
Armored Core 3, it's on there. You've been appeased. It's made the list. We lost Battlefront 2. Before we call this our list of 21 games, anyone else have anything they feel should replace something on here?
No.
My list one last time.
I still want Kingdom Hearts 1.
No. Here, that's still not going to happen.
No, I have pretty like other than memes, there's nothing else on here that I really give a shit about.
I'm actually
nothing else here that is either an exclusive.
I'm really happy with this list, honestly. Would I love if it existed,
I'd buy it.
Would Bully I love? Aren't the, oh, by the way, they're making a new one of that.
Really?
Yeah, they just announced it like yesterday.
That game's actually kind of good.
The only games I would love to put on here.
We changed God of War 1 to 2. I really don't feel strongly about this. My problem is we have so many sequels in this fucking list. The only game that is part of a series that is the first one of its series on here is Jak and Daxter.
Okami.
Yeah, there
Okami
are.
Okami Den does not fucking care.
No one played it, but it is a series.
It's not good.
I'm saying it doesn't fucking count. It's mediocre.
Hey, man, a lot of series had amazing sequels on the PS2. Like, also, I know it's a lot of sequels, but that's just what happened.
Let's be real. Almost all of them, you don't need to play the first game for.
That's very true. And that's appropriate, considering that it is the sequel console.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And that's like Guitar Hero 2 is the most important game on this list.
And
I personally don't care about God of War or God of War 2. I just know like one of them. I just say
neither do I. I think God of War 2 is the better game, personally, but I don't feel strongly to put 2 over 1 on here.
I've never
also, I want to highlight that we're massive nerds for saying that, like, we'll give Katamari and Yakuza and Dragon Quest for Japan while we have fucking Persona 4 up there.
Well, Persona 4 did pretty well in the US.
That's true. Katamari rules.
It's a series as well, and that's the first one.
And let's be real, the PS2 was probably peak Japan influencing the US up until recent times.
Yes.
That's a good point. It was the peak of Japan influencing your child without you knowing it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Did I know that Shadow of the Colossus was a Japanese game? Fuck no, I did not. Did I know Armored Core is a Japanese game? No.
Did I know Katamari was? You're damn right. Yeah,
definitely knew Katamari was.
That one I did. Did I know Okami was a Japanese game? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Because it begins with in Japan long ago.
And also, I think Katamari on the cover has literally kanji on it, but...
Probably,
yeah.
It's beyond the point. All right. So, our final list for our PS2 classic console games. If we were to make a PS2 classic and licensing was not an issue, because boy, would this be a shit show to license.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll just give us Kingdom Hearts and Metal Gear, no problem.
And
no question.
And GTA with all the music license shit, yeah.
Yeah, oh, by the way, that's totally Black Coffee GTA San Andreas, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, 100%. Alright, so there's our list. Kingdom Hearts 2, GTA San Andreas, Shadow of the Colossus, Armored Core 3, Katamari Damacy, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, Persona 4, Dragon Quest 8, Final Fantasy 10, Okami, Silent Hill 2, Jak and Daxter, The Precursor Legacy, Devil May Cry 3, Ratchet and Clank 3, Up Your Arsenal, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, Sly 3, Honor Among Thieves, Gran Turismo 4, Yakuza 2, and God of War. And as the bonus game, you can't play Guitar Hero 2.
I got it. The menu music as you're switching through the games is all the songs in Guitar Hero 2.
Yes.
Excellent. Because licensing is no issue. So
yeah, licensing is no issue. I can do what I want.
Easy. I'm really happy with this.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Guitar Hero 2 would be the biggest licensing nightmare on here, and that's with Metal Gear being on there.
That's with GTA.
I was gonna say, I think GTA and Kingdom Hearts 2 are actually the bigger licensing nightmares.
Really? More than Metal Gear?
Yeah.
Metal Gear,
you only have to talk to Konami.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Kingdom Hearts, you have to talk to Disney.
That's true, yeah. Disney is best.
And San Andreas, you have to talk to a bazillion music artists. But that's our list. If you're watching on YouTube, let us know down in the comments if we missed something. Or we're just wrong, because we probably are. We're horrible. We're terrible at this. I don't know why you watch this.
Splinter Cell 1!
We're Siphon Filter, whatever the name was for the PS2 one. Yeah, so that's it. If you're watching on YouTube and you like this video, or you didn't like it, leave us a comment. Give us a like, give us a dislike. Subscribe if you like it. That's pretty much all I have. Anyone have any plugs?
Nope.
No, but I did discover that the PlayStation iToy had a Gorillaz crossover, and I kind of want to put it on the list.
I no,
yes,
I didn't know it existed, so no.
Fine.
I don't think anyone knew it existed. That's been our show. See y'all next time.